I have a quick question for you. Have any of you ever had one of those big jawbreakers, the kind that take like a week and a half to get through? What do they do to your tongue? They make it really rough, don't they? It actually hurts after a while. So here's the thing. I think those jawbreakers and a good question have something in common. So a good question is like that. The answer to the good question is like a nice big jawbreaker. And it's not immediate. It's not instant. It's something you got to keep on thinking about for a long time and licking away at that with your mind. You know what I mean? Where you're just thinking. Then after a while, you kind of get down to the center of it. So I really like good questions. And the gospel reading this morning was an answer to a question by an old man. So you're never too old to learn, right? He was an old man, he was a ruler, and he went and found Jesus at nighttime because he was a little bit scared, I think, of what his friends would say. And he asked a really good question, and part of what we read today was an answer to that question. So it's always worth asking good questions for the rest of your life. Okay, with that, you notice I don't have a bag this morning, but what I do have, I've got a shoe. Here's Jenny. I'm just going to give that to you to hold because you're the only one I would give my shoe to. Okay. And you can hold my glasses there. And one more thing. What is it? Oh, not that one. Oh, you're scared. Oh, it is going to be that. All right. Can you hold that for me? Okay. What did I give, Jenny? What did I give you? What? A shoe? Yeah. What do you have? A key. And what do you have? All right, what do the glasses do? Help you see. Right, I need those more and more as the years go by. All right, and what does that key do? That is a car key, that's right, that unlocks, so I wouldn't be able to get into the car without that, could I? And Jenny, what does that do? It goes on my feet, and why would I want that? Because I would walk in circles because I'm kind of lopsided right now. All right. Okay, what is it and what does it do? So in one of the other readings that we have from the book of Ephesians, and you'll notice that on the back of the bulletin, we usually have three, sometimes two, but they almost always connect together in an idea or a theme. And it's like the jawbreaker where you don't just get it right away. You have to think about it a little bit, maybe even quite a bit. And in Ephesians chapter 2, it said, "We are his workmanship." Right? So that somebody made those glasses, somebody made that key, and somebody made that shoe, and they serve a purpose, right? An individual purpose. Those glasses wouldn't do very good on my feet, and that shoe wouldn't open the car. They're very specific. It says, "We are his workmanship," meaning God's workmanship, "created in Christ Jesus for the good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So God has very specific things that he'd like us to do. It says we should walk in them. It doesn't say we have to. It says we should. So we're individual people. We have individual talents that God has given us with, understandings that he's given us with, and that we're individuals, and that we should walk in them. So here's what I'm going to suggest to you as you're thinking about things like that. First is, who am I? Are you a set of glasses, a key, or shoes? Do you know what I mean? What kind of things do you have? What talents do you have? Who are you? And then what are the good works that God has prepared for you to do? So the best way to figure that out is to pray and say, "God, what are the good things that you've prepared for me to do? And help me to do them." Amen. You guys get that? Mm-hmm. All right. Can I have my glasses back? Thank you. Can I have my key? Can I have my shoe back? Thank you. You guys can go back to your seat.